Bailey is staring daggers at you.
She does not like the Werner Herzog voice.
I would like to exterminate, yes. Please.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Who Is My Doctor?
Who is my doctor?
Who is indeed? I am your host, Zach, and I know a lot about Doctor Who.
And I'm also your host, Cassie, and I don't know a lot about Doctor Who.
And today we're going back to your nasty boys, Cassie.
Whippee!
kind of inescapable in this, the title of this two-parter. We have Daleks in Manhattan.
Yippee!
And Evolution of the Daleks. I will admit, it's probably because of the Muppets, but I always remember it as the Daleks Take Manhattan.
You know what? I was also going to make a similar joke. I just could not for the life of me remember what takes Manhattan. And I was like, Kevin McAllister? Kevin Takes Manhattan?
It's lost in New York.
Yeah.
But no, this is Daleks in Manhattan, an Evolution of the Daleks. I don't know if you could see in one of the little... images we have here, but we have a treat of sorts in that this two-parter features a baby Andrew Garfield.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, this is, he was...
That's why the anonymous extra is so prominently featured.
Yeah, I think it's just by chance, but it is funny, he was only 23 or 24 when this was filmed. So it's baby, so he was younger than we are now.
Zach, I'm still... 18.
we're just babies ourselves.
I'm cheeks like these.
You think I'm not a baby?
I'm a 20-something year old teen, dude. I'm still worried about teenage pregnancy, which at this point would be regular pregnancy.
Today we're looking at Daleks in Manhattan and Evolution of the Daleks. And so let's get into the Cassie Brafassi a little bit here.
Sure thing. Right now, I still have a running total of getting about 50% correct. I am at 32 out of 58 correct.
So a significant chunk of this two-parter takes place inside of a New York landmark.
Okay.
I will let you determine what you think that landmark might be.
Okay. Okay, because I immediately had my guess. And I need you to remember, I'm a very simple-minded creature. Mm-hmm. All I could recall was, it starts with the E, Eiffel Tower!
that famous New York Eiffel Tower.
Oh my God. Okay, so, in my defense, I was thinking... either Empire State Building or the Statue of Litterbee, which was also, that's a reference to a video.
Statue of Litterbee?
I'm going to shit my pants. Yeah. Which was also a gift from the French. So I'm not, my brain just kind of smooshed all of those together, put it all in a crock pot, and out came Eiffel Tower. It isn't in the Eiffel Tower. I know that as a fact.
So you got Empire State Building, you got Statue of Liberty.
I know it has to be between one of those.
Okay.
Because
you're also going to think it was probably famous enough for it to be in a UK television show.
Which is one of those, one of those things. But there's a lot of New York stuffs that are famous.
Yeah.
Times Square as a whole, which I know it's not there. And like Rockefeller Center.
Mm-hmm.
Central Park. All of these are outdoor things. They're not in. So I know it's not either of those, but I'm trying to think of what is more interesting, because you also have to remember that in 2005, Uncle Rick Riordan came out with Percy Jackson Lightning Thief, which has Mount Olympus in the very tippy top of the Empire State Building, not the Eiffel fucking Tower. So there is a part of me that is
Rick Ride or Die British?
No. Okay. I think he's Merkin. He's okay. He's one of the good ones.
I didn't
ones.
Think so. I thought he was American.
I'm like 90% sure, but I need to make sure that I get this correct, because I know that if I fuck it up, somebody will find out and have me hanged. Yeah, American. because those books were very popular when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they went, ooh, this has a thing. This book has the Empire State Building
mm-hmm.
featured very prominently. Let's not do that. Or if they're like, oh, yes, because that's something that we're very like...
It's on people's minds. Let's
yeah, we're
try
attuned
and-
to it now. Ha ha. Let's put something in there just because the two, Doctor Who and Percy Jackson and the Olympians, have very little in common.
Yeah.
Which at this point now I'm realizing I might have accidentally stepped my whole fat foot into a video saying, how are these two alike?
That's the next secret Cassie pod.
Yeah. I don't get any kind of hint, do I? Am I correct in one, having it be one of those two?
I mean, those are two famous New York landmarks.
You can't even say yes, one of those is correct.
Why would I give this away to you?
Because...
Why would I do that?
Because I'm already pissed that we have a time limit today, and... I just want to make a guess, but you and I both know I will sit here for another 26 minutes.
For the sake of time, I will tell you guys that it's one of those two.
Fuck! Okay. Oh, no. Oh, man. Ah, jeez.
Got a coin flip.
Bing.
And the coin says...
I really might. Hold on. We have a coin. With one side has a ship, the other side has a dragon. So the ship side will be Statue of Liberty. Dragon side will be Empire State Building.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, ship side, it's the Statue of Liberty.
All right, Statue of Liberty it is. All right, and then for your second Cassie Brafassi today, the second episode is called Evolution of the Daleks. And you find out how the Daleks plan to evolve at the end of this first episode. So, Cassie, how do you think the Daleks are deciding to evolve?
Easy. Emojis.
Emojis? They just get like a little screen on the front so you could see how they're feeling.
They all go to Universal City Walk and get those cool glasses where you can write words in it and have little symbols. The pixels, and it just kind of scrolls across. They get those. They evolve the same way we all have, using pictures to communicate.
It just by default just says exterminate on repeat.
We go back to using hieroglyphics because they can already do so much. They swim.
You think they swim now?
I think they figured out how to swim.
How to send their whole like carapace underwater, you mean?
Yeah, I think so. I think that they are like they can become Dalek submarines in some capacity. I'm going based off of the if I'm wrong about the Empire State Building, I might as well be wrong about Statue of Liberty as well.
Okay.
Because in my head, if evolution, if we're sticking with Statue of Liberty, means that the Daleks have to deal with water. And in my infinite wisdom about the Dalek, I don't think that they are able to swim.
Okay.
Because they can go upstairs now. They can simply float. So stairs, no challenge for the Dalek.
Mm-hmm.
They can't move very fast, but there is enough numbers of them that they can divide and conquer pretty quick.
Yeah.
So speed is not a factor for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can already levitate, so they can fly. What I'm getting at is, of the four elements, they can shoot. I'm sure they can shoot some kind of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Or electrical, terrible death ray. They are firebender. They
already have their floating mechanics, so they can fly.
They can bend air. I don't really think that they need anything else to do with the Earth. So it's just water bending they haven't mastered. I think Dalek can swim now. The specifics I don't want to get into because I don't want you to get me wrong on a specific. Dalek swim.
All right, well, we will see.
Dalek gets pool floaties attached to each little scary kitchen utensil gun.
Just a life preserver around the Dalek.
It's just floating around. They get those, the Costco family-sized ones, so there can be five Daleks in one floatie.
Well, we will find out if this story takes place inside the Statue of Liberty and if the Daleks gain the ability to control water as we watch Daleks in Manhattan, and then...
You know it's Dalek Takes Manhattan, Zach.
As we watch Daleks in Manhattan, and then we will come back for a little break, and then we will watch Evolution of the Daleks. We'll be back soon. This episode of Who Is My Doctor is brought to you by Crazy Tony's Crazy Tony Emporium. Hey there, come on down to Crazy Tony's Crazy Tony Emporium for all your Crazy Tony needs. Just give us a call at 1-800-522-4833-79-26-87-17-98-04-55-55-55-55-55-55-55-55. The Batman symbol, 7-8-69-420. Hey! And we are back from Daleks in Manhattan.
Hey, I'm exterminating over here.
Exterminate and forget about it. Daleks in Manhattan. They are some New York Daleks.
Do you think that Dalek has a favorite bodega?
Give me the usual Italian sub and squish it down real flat.
Make sure to scoop the bread out before putting in the stuff. Do not like bread.
Use your special sauce, Big Tony.
Extra cheese! Extra cheese!
Yes, the Cassie Rafassi was wrong on two counts today. The first...
Are you sure? Because I think Human Dalek can swim. I'm sure he can swim now.
I don't know, he does have an exposed brain, so...
That's how you keep it clean. You gotta go swimming.
Got a whole squid head now. You can go swimming with that squid head.
Oh my god, Human Dalek though was giving me big Spider-Man turn off the dark energy though.
In what
and
way?
And it super didn't help that there was a Andrew Garfield and he and Peter Parker were never in the room at the same time.
Yeah, we had a whole variety of American accents here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We got
about.
Tallulah who talks like this. We got the...
She got the Margot Robbie note of just talking like your nails are drying. talking to her, I'm talking to you.
And we got Mr. Diagoras, who's got really like a gangster vibe to him a little bit.
We're bringing in some foreigners. You mean Italians?
Yeah, the Italians?
No.
And then we got Andrew Garfield's legitimate American accent.
I do declare that his accent was the most authentic thing I have ever heard.
You mean
as
to tell
an
me
American, I know for a fact exactly where that man came from, and that's Georgia Tucky, Texas.
Georgia Tucky, Texas. I'm from
Georgia Tucky, Texas.
Yeah, Miss Obama, Georgia Tucky, Texan.
Yeah, right in the middle of the center of the thing.
I'm from the buckle of the Bible Belt. That I do declare. Martha, you mean to tell me you're from England? I ain't never been to no England in my life. I'm an American man.
Over the pond? That's what they say over there. Just a hop, skip, and a jump.
This story took place, I don't know if I'd say predominantly, but it does have a large centerpiece taking place in the Empire State Building.
And Hooverville.
And then the Daleks' plan to evolve is to become human Dalek hybrids.
See, I'm really glad that that was the case and not my second dumb idea. Which was that Dalek was going to become the entire Empire State Building.
Yeah, because they started fastening bits of Dalekanium to the Empire State Building. Do you like their fancy science metal name of Dalekanium?
Hey, you know what? It's better than Fuck, what's that Avatar one that really gets my gears?
Oh, Unobtainium?
Unobtainium. Dalektanium is at least they're self-centered enough. Yes, absolutely they would name a like a element after themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Unobtainium? Are you fucking with me?
Well, we don't want to belabor on this middle part here too long because we got a story to finish.
No, to answer your earlier question, though, Human Dalek was giving me big Spider-Man turn off the top. Have you seen any of the...
I've seen clips of it.
Have you seen the costumes, though, specifically in...
The one I have most vividly is Green Goblin.
So, like, in Freak Like Me Needs Company.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen clips of that.
Specifically, just because there are some costumes that really do have a lot of interesting work that has been put into them. Others, like there's one guy that I think is just wearing like one of those blow up muscle suits. So this is right in the middle of, this is really stupid, but also like very well done, but also stupid.
there was a part of me that was
very
worried.
Mars Attacks aliens.
There was a part of me that was worried that you were going to not like your little guys when they were no longer little guys and are now big men.
I mean,
men.
No, now he's a man and we all know my opinion on men. I hate it. Now, do not like Human Dalek.
Yeah, and he loses his like fun voice.
Yeah, because it's not, what's his face doing the voices for...
It's not Nicholas Briggs. It's the actor for Diagoras who is now doing the voice of Dalek Sek because he ate him.
He birthed him. Get the vernacular correct. That man was birthed. Yeah, and they even say it.
He was birthed. It also just kind of looks like he's wearing the Dalek as a hat.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the... that's the thing.
That's the idea. Because his hands are like all goopy and brown now.
They look like claws.
Yeah. So it is just kind of funny being like, we will evolve. We will no longer be in our container. We shall be... hats!
We shall be accessories! Headwear! Novelty headwear!
Your head we will decorate!
Hey, I'm decorating over here!
Well, let's get prepared for the second part of the story here with the next part of the Cassie Brafassi. Okay. These are sort of two versions of the same question.
Fuck you!
So the first part of it is, how do you think the Doctor will ultimately feel about the Human Dalek hybrid?
I thought you were going to say, how do you think the Doctor will evolve? And I was going to say, he's going to swim!
No, how do you think the Doctor will ultimately feel about the Human Dalek hybrid?
I don't think he likes it.
You don't think he'll like it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't like it! How does Cassie feel about the Human Dalek hybrid? Do not like. Do you know what my note for that was? Not okay. Do not like.
Well, all right then. Let's think. Okay, let's talk about the other side of this then. How do you think the rest of the Cult of Skaro are going to feel about the Human Dalek hybrid now that they're seeing it out of its cage?
Because they did use the word impure, and so. Or like, that Dalek is pure. And I went, oh my god, they're just like little virgins, aren't they?
Dalek must not have sex before marriage.
No, but just that idea of purity and like, I mean, if they are space Nazis, that kind of mixing Dalek DNA with human does feel a little bit like, mm-hmm. Oh, you're not blonde hair, blue eye. Mm-hmm. Like, you're... not like us now. Impure. So I think that Dalek also is not. I think that Dalek Sek is really super in favor of this horrible monstrosity with like weirdly small teeth. I think that's the other thing too, is that they don't do anything to the teeth. They don't make them bigger. They don't put any kind of thing to make them sharper.
Yeah, so he's just got a much bigger head and then like regular human teeth.
Ew,
and...
it's like Sonic.
Hey there, I'm a hedgehog human hybrid. I am your future. Gotta go fast. Ugh. All right.
I'm really glad that they, fixed him. I think about the Sonic we could have gotten, and that's how I know we're not in the really bad timeline.
The Dalek human. I would like a chili dog.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Fassy for Fassy today is that both the Cult of Skaarow and the Doctor are going to be chasing down the new Dalek human hybrid with a hammer to kill
it. Well, because I'm also trying to figure out, yes, Dalek needs to evolve, but I guess we'll wait and see. Does human Dalek have any weaponry?
Not attached to it, as far as you could see. I mean, you've got
the
tentacles.
So what's the point? Like, if you just have heightened intelligence, but you're still squishy as fuck.
Like, why do they want to evolve?
Well, I know why they want to evolve. Why would you choose humans to evolve? Armadillos. There you go. You could just be a rolling Dalek. Hey, do you know what else armadillos can do?
Mm-hmm.
They can float.
They actually made an argument about it because Dalek Khan, when he's talking to Mr. Diagoras,
"My planet is gone, destroyed in a great war. Yet versions of this city stand throughout history. The human race always continues."
Including New York.
And did you practice that day?
I actually have no idea if I got that right or not. I just said new
you're
until
gonna
I felt
check,
done.
You're going to check in editing, huh?
Yeah, I guess I will check. I'll put a note here. How many times did I say it, future me? I think it was 15, actually. It might be 16, might be 14. I stumbled over it a lot there, but I think it was 15. Good job, me. Yeah, I have no idea if I got it right or not. I was just sort of saying news. But they, I mean,
extra, read all about it. You said newsies, yeah?
Yeah, so they, but that's the point they make, is that humans, for some reason, exist into the end of time, but the Daleks don't. And so the Daleks are like, why, if we're meant to be superior, why do they outlive us? And so their idea of to evolve is to become a Dalek human hybrid and take basically that aspect of humanity that they live forever.
Yeah, but even still, humans are responsible for their own demise a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's also in the conceit of Doctor Who, while we are part of this like cyclical nature of human self-destruction, we never go extinct. Humans keep going. At least some aspect of humanity lives in the universe forever. Up to the point where you remember in the year 5 billion, we have
Cassandra,
who is, even though she's a stretched bit of skin, she is a human living 5 billion years in the future.
Moisturize me.
Let's find out if everybody hates the human Dalek hybrid as we watch Evolution of the Daleks. And we are back from Evolution of the Daleks.
So, Daleks cannot swim.
No, Daleks. Well, I mean, they might be able to. They're squid people.
I was really anticipating submarine Daleks.
I mean, actually, it's funny you say that. In a classic story, you do see them come out of the water.
Okay, good. So, my heart was in the right place.
Yes, your heart was in the right place. So, let's talk a little bit about this two-parter here. Big part here. What'd you think? Or maybe I can be a little more appropriate for this story. What do you think about it, Cassie?
Jeez. I really liked it. Every time Daleks come on, they just prove to be more and more high school clicky, like mean girls, which is so fucking funny. I was like, oh, the time with the Cybermen, like, that's just them being a little petty. But it's them in the sewers going, "Can we talk in secrecy about our leader?
Dalek Sek is being a bit of a bitch lately, don't you think? Hasn't he gotten fat?"
I don't know that I would say he has gotten fat. He has just gotten ideas. Different new ideas. I do not like those.
He needs to stop trying to make fetch happen.
Like, it is never going to happen. Stop trying to make it happen.
Dalek Sek is a fugly skank. Do not trust him.
Dalek burn book. Oh my god. It's literally a burnt book. Because if they don't like somebody, they just shoot it.
It says exterminate journal across it.
Oh my god. But there was that, and then there was also them later on going,
"You told us to imagine, and we imagined your irrelevance."
You can really tell There's parts of it where you can really tell the show is being written by a gay man. Because that is some sassy gay best friend energy right there.
I can't get over, because overall, Dalek's still scary as fuck. Do not trust. But they're so funny. And they don't know that they're being so funny. Oh my goodness. Yeah, but Dalek Sek is a fugly bitch.
Yeah, what especially when it becomes...
Do not trust her.
When it becomes a Sek Diagoras hybrid.
Ugh.
Even though it's Sek Diagoras, it feels like math.
It's the fact that he maintains his human teeth.
And also that for some reason, I think it's partly because his nose is covered by the prosthetic, but the voice he's doing sounds a little bit like Werner Herzog.
I am a human Dalek. And I look over the city of New York, and all I feel inside of me is pity that the human race has been brought to a concrete jungle. The sun rises, but all of us are dead inside.
Very good. Job well done, bud. Now, can you do Werner Herzog and Dalek at the same time?
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Okay, thank you. That is all. We'll call you back.
My soul. Exterminate my soul. That is what happens every time I see the sunrise on New York City.
Yeah, overall, I didn't hate it.
Yeah,
It was riveting in a way that I wasn't fully prepared for, particularly since, and granted, it's not like I have such a keen knowledge on films, movies, books, whatever, that take place in New York in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a lot of places or a lot of those things don't show Hooverville.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if they, or if they do, that's what the story's about.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to have this, like, sci-fi epic paint over it, and Hooverville is like a side piece. But that's one of the nice things about Doctor Who, is because we've talked about before that one of the pitches of Doctor Who is that it was going to teach history and science. And there's a part of that heart that's always existed still.
Because this episode definitely did feel like AP US history teacher is also a big nerd and we're covering the 1930s.
Yeah,
and like, so I'm going to show this episode as like a fun little break while we're all getting ready for AP tests. Like, that's exactly what this felt like. Even my notes were not educational at all. Never mind.
Well, I mean, there's sort of this idea almost like, what if Miss Frizzle taught history instead of science?
Yeah.
Or she takes you back in time and you get to see all this stuff. Like, there's sort of an element of it there, but
you mean that going inside of a person isn't going back in time?
I mean, no, it's not. But going back in time is going back in
time.
We
were all inside of a person at one point, Zach.
You know, that's a fair point.
You know, we're going back in time.
But that person wasn't Arnold.
As far as you know.
And they do keep that element, though. There's a lot of, you know, where they try to reflect on aspects of history. They really, really do it with the 13th Doctor. They visit a whole bunch of spots with, like, slightly more esoteric historical pieces. So I'm excited for us to get to that point.
But I also like that this one is an episode that took place in America that wasn't 60 stories underneath Utah.
Yeah, with just us, with like the lone American just being like not Elon Musk.
Yeah. So I liked that this one, even though we were joking about it the entire time, Peter Parker doing his very best American accent.
Hello there, I am from Arkansas. From Miss Obama, Georgia, Tucky, Stan. I don't know why I said Stan at the end.
Yeah,
there.
Dude.
So that thing just happened.
Reel it in, bud. Jeez.
Yeah, it's you can tell, cause there's a few isms that Andrew Garfield still does. Like, he still acts with his mouth hanging open.
He still is constantly surprised by whatever is happening around him.
Like, he's just like a few minutes away from drooling over everything. But there's also part of it where, like, you can tell that when he has more time, like he does with a movie, he can really, like, hone in on an accent better, like he does with Spider-Man, as opposed to where he's doing this TV show for like two episodes and he's like a 23-year-old actor.
Which, you know what? I've always said too that whenever our British friends, our friends from across the pond or across the entire world, if you ask them to do an American accent and that's what comes out, I don't blame you, because honestly, that's kind of what it sounds like most of the time.
Sounds like that family in Master of Disguise. Can I get some man-sized meatballs?
Meatballs. Am I going too fast for you? Are you making fun of my husband? Oh my God, they're both in here. Kids better not be. But I did really like Tallulah with two L's and an H.
Three L's and an H.
Three L's and an H. I did really like her. I was a little bit upset that never once during her and Martha's interactions did they pass the Bechdel test.
Yeah, because they keep talking about the doctor.
Yeah, they abso-fucking-lutely keep talking about the doctor or about Laszlo.
Yeah, and they'll like get away from it for a sentence where it's like, oh, I'm surprised that you're a physician, like that sort of thing. But it...
Yeah, it has to be the whole scene where they're talking about something other than men.
Yeah, I do have one. Speaking of the doctor, though,
it has the same energy as them being like, this is the doctor's new companion. They are not dating. They are not together. They're saying as for those of you,
you should definitely
at home,
not write fan fiction about these two.
No.
That would be weird.
We don't,
because they're not dating.
They are absolutely not dating. I'm saying this as I'm nodding my head in an up and down in a yes configuration. But yes, that's more or less what it feels like. Or like, since we're watching it now in BoJack Horseman, is Vincent Adult Man. Where it's something where it's very clearly obvious that something else is the case. But since nobody else is acknowledging or confirming it, you're just kind of like, well, maybe.
So speaking of the doctor, I do have one really big hang up with this story.
Speaking of another man in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Three children in a trench coat.
It feels like a real stretch that the doctor is okay with filling a bunch of brain dead humans with half Dalek DNA.
Oh my God. The entire time, because the number of times that Dalek, every element of Dalek, even their own creator, who the doctor has interacted with, has said, let me do this one thing, and then turn around and completely backstab everybody who like was following them and saying, yes, I will do anything you ask. The doctor should know better. Granted, a Dalek human hybrid is unprecedented.
Yeah.
This has never happened before. Mm-hmm. So the doctor is giving Dalek Sek.
Yes.
Dagorian.
Yeah, Dalek Sek. He's just Dalek Sek.
Dagorian Sek. Well, just to
Sek
differentiate.
Diagoras.
Sek Diagoras. Thank you. God, that is
a mouthful.
Yipes. I have a coffee for Sek Diagoras. Latte for Sek Diagoras. Sek Diagoras. Anyways, sorry. Very rarely do I get to use my work yell at home. It's freeing. Because this is something that is absolutely unprecedented, and Sek Diagoras is saying things that are fundamentally not Dalek.
Yeah.
Having any ounce of emotion, changing his mind, saying, actually, strike that. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't kill them. Stop what you're doing. Don't kill the doctor. Bring him to me. Like, I can understand where the doctor's going. This is a race that is so fervently built on doing exactly what they're told and not asking any questions and not saying no. So having this person who is half Dalek starting to say these things would be jarring. So I don't blame him for not saying, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. Maybe I will listen to this fucking freak. But it also didn't.
The thing is, it's not just about listening to him. It's that the idea is that we have killed thousands of humans, and now we want to pump them full of goo to make them half Dalek, half human. And the doctor's like, well, I guess that'll make the Daleks nice. Isn't that what I want? And I'm like, they killed thousands of people to do this, doctor.
Well, did they kill them or did they just like kidnap them?
They kidnapped them and they wiped their brains. They are brain dead. That is the level to which they have to go to make the doctor okay with this. They have to be like, we just have these empty humans here that we have wiped the brains of. And the doctor doesn't like throw an angry fit about it. Like the doctor should be like, what the hell did you do?
Yeah. Well, because it's also like, what else is going to happen with these bodies now?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. So might as well try out this new thing because you already have the materials for it. Now, if they proposed the idea to the doctor before they had executed any of their killing or executed before they had done any of the kidnappings. Yeah. Before they had done any of this and said, hey, we have a new idea. You're going to love it. I don't think that the doctor would be okay with it by then. But because the deed has already been done, all of this stuff is just going to go to waste. Otherwise, might as well give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very utilitarian part of it, but it's also like they have really made...
I'm not defending it in any capacity.
They've made Tennant specifically be such like an emotional doctor that he's not really like this cold, logical, we have all these corpses, let's use them kind of guy.
Logical, yes, but also the number of times where he's... truncates and or puts away his feelings, you know,
for the greater good.
Yeah, hides how he's feeling and dances around, is completely oblivious. I think at that point you could chalk up the mass grave under the Empire State Building, which also fuck the Empire State Building. I have 50% chance of getting that correct. Why I thought the Daleks could use the Statue of Liberty, I don't know. That was me being dumb. I should have thought harder. My mistake. I am so glad, though, that it didn't turn into giant Dalek Empire State Building Dalek, which is what I was anticipating.
Can you imagine?
So I'm glad that wasn't the case.
What if it was like giant Statue of Letter? Now I'm saying it wrong. Giant Statue of Liberty Dalek. Like just the face gets replaced by a big eye stalk. Maybe. And the dress gets covered in bumps. Emancipate!
Shh, jeez.
Bring us your tired, your hungry, yearning to breathe free.
Jeez. Dalek actually being secretly woke.
Exterminate racism.
Whoa, Dalek. That's actually pretty cool of you, bud.
And the best way to exterminate racism is to exterminate other races.
Whoa, no.
Whoa, Dalek, whoa.
No, Dalek.
Pump the brakes.
I will exterminate you for telling me to pump the brakes. I do not have brakes.
We also could talk a little bit about, this is the second time now they've used half people, half pigs.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't really know. I don't know.
Is it just because they happened to have the makeup and they went, hey, look at all this stuff we found.
Well, because in the first one, it was a little pig. It was just like a little one. And Christopher Eccleston was like, he was scared.
Was it an actual pig, though, or was it a human?
So in the first one, it was an actual pig that they had like mutated to act like an alien. So that's why it walked on two legs. This one were people that got spliced with pigs. It's sort of the reverse of what it was last time.
It was them borrowing a bunch of makeup from HHN.
Although it does force you to remember the Slitheen, your favorite aliens, reminding you of your least favorite aliens.
Stop it. I don't ever want to... We do not say that name in this household, Zach.
That it's just an idea that lives, I suppose, in Russell T. Davies' head, and he doesn't realize that he uses it already. So we just loop back around to it in the other way.
It could also sincerely be just a, oh, hey, what a fun, neat little callback.
I do like to imagine the pig slaves all just standing around going, oink, 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 oink.
Would you mind translating for the audience at home, Zach?
Oh, sure. What they were saying was oink, 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 oink.
Aha.
Oink.
I see.
What did you think of? What did you think of that makeup job for the pig people?
I mean, I will say it. I know I've already made the joke. It does feel so painfully HHN, not Scary Farm. Like that makeup in particular. It's hard to do man pig without it having looked very cheap, for lack of a better term. I did like how they managed it on Laszlo, since he was able to escape with part of his humanity.
Yeah.
It did just kind of look like a very low budget production then of Beauty and the Beast. Particularly, it's the lip with the, because I know in the production I did, that is also the decision I made for the Beast, was to have the lower lip with the teeth, because you can actually still talk pretty comfortably with that, believe it or not.
I guess it's more Beauty and the Babe if it was it's a pig.
I was gonna try to work something in with swine, but I don't feel like it. But anyways, that makeup in particular is one that is difficult to make it look not like a Halloween costume, just because of how entrenched at least I am in the house in which we live, mm-hmm. where it is Halloween all year round. Somebody's talking about a Horror Nights or a Scary Farm, mm-hmm. or a something at any hour of the day. Go into any room, somebody will have something to say about one of those events. However, I digress. I suppose for the like normal person who is not as into Halloween and scary things, it would still be a scary makeup, but I personally do not care for it.
Yeah. And yes, so as the Cassie Professies were, the Cult of Skaro do not like Dalek Sek anymore.
They don't.
They imagined his irrelevance, as they said. Meanwhile, the Doctor does...
You asked me to imagine, and I imagined you irrelevant. Jeez, that's so funny. That is obvious.
Yeah, and then the Doctor, for some reason, does, which... just very strange. I don't fully get why. I mean, I sort of get what they were going for.
Like, I get it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, it feels, even my, because, like, I feel like it is my job in this podcast to pose the arguments of, here's why this thing is legitimately good, and you're just not cool enough to get it. This is one of those times where I'm like, I don't even... Yes, I feel like I could write an intelligent paper based off of my argument.
Yeah.
If I had to, and I'd still get a passing grade. I don't feel it in my heart.
Yeah,
though.
Well, it's also the lengths they have to go to make the Doctor okay with it, where it's like, where he has to see one happen and have to have all these brain dead humans and has to like help them and will help them become even more human than they are right now.
And that's only because I do believe it's only because Dalek Sek literally strokes his ego enough and says, you are intelligent.
Yeah. So it's,
you are the smartest person here.
You are the wisest man I have ever seen. You are the only one who has stared into the eyes of the abyss and until it has stared back at you. That is how I know you are a wise man, Doctor.
Yeah, and I feel like at that point, that is kind of the only reason why the Doctor says, okay, I'll help you, because you literally told me that how... You have been sitting here telling me how smart and handsome I am, which is also how you get me to do things.
Well, it's also... we're talking about all these funny moments with the Daleks. There is another really great one where the leader of Hooverville comes out and is like...
So I beg you, now... If you have any compassion in your hearts, then you'll meet with us and stop this fight. Well, what do you say?
Exterminate!
Solomon's rousing monologue where he's like, we, you and I, we're alike. You said that you're the last four. You're outcasts, like us, all of us here, all of us well-dressed hobos, which also, side note, those are literally the cleanest clothing I've ever seen for people that have been out on the streets for months or more. And I know that from a costuming standpoint, it is because anybody that's going to get screen time, yes, you do rough them up and make them look dirty. Everybody else just needs to be in the correct color palette and vibe. Mm-hmm. Nobody is going to be sitting there paying attention unless you're me. all of us well-dressed hobos, we are alike, Dalek and us.
Yeah, we're kinfolk. If we prick you, do you not? Well, you're made of machine, so you don't bleed, I guess. But if you prick us, we bleed. Isn't that good?
And then Dalek goes, no. Exterminate.
Yeah, just because it was
literally
like,
just no.
Yeah, he made the mistake of having a qualifier of if you have any compassion in your hearts, which Daleks do not.
Especially now since they're proving a point.
The Daleks begin their experiment of pumping the humans full of Powerade.
Yeah. They call it blue blood. It's the fact that it really is just water with like four drops of blue.
Yeah, it's like the genetic solution, I think is what they call it. But I was just like, pump them full of blue. Imbluinate. And then all of the human Daleks get up and they start marching to the, yes, we must go out and destroy all humans.
The Daleks are marching two by two. Hurrah.
This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun.
Shh. What is that from?
That's from Full Metal Jacket. They all go marching through the sewers as the doctor like beckons them into the theater.
Which also, I've said it once, I'll say it again. I love any shenaniganery that happens running around in the sewers. There is just something so captivating about sewers to me.
So because here they're just sort of like dirty hallways.
Oh, they're just kind of damp and there's no human excrement or rats. There is Dalek jellyfish, abandoned, glow in the dark.
A Dalek abortion. That's what it is. It's a Dalek abortion on the ground.
Whoa. You're not wrong, but whoa. A glow in the dark abortion. Could you imagine? Wait.
This
podcast is not for your mom.
The doctor summons all of the Dalek human hybrids into the theater. And
he puts on his Find My Friend.
Yeah, and he like summons all of them and they all line up around in a nice little circle. And then for some reason, the Daleks reveal that not only are they under the Empire State Building, they're just on the other side of this theater with Dalek Sek it on a leash.
Crawling on the ground.
Yeah. I am the little bitch boy now.
I am a little piggy man. Oink, oink.
Whatever daddy says, I will do.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, though.
And so the doctor's way of, like, talking to them is to hop up on the chairs and just walk along them in his little Converse sneakers.
Which also relatable.
it's some very...
For 4 years, I did that.
Yeah, it's some very impish boy energy he's portraying here.
Very Peter Pan-like.
That he's like, oh, but they're not Daleks. And that's when the people go like, right, we are not Daleks. We've just been agreeing with him the entire time that are Daleks until just now.
Dalek tells them to shoot the doctor. And the doctor goes, yes, shoot me. First blood. Get it going all, fuck, what's his name in Harry Potter? Hello, father.
Oh,
that's what he was channeling.
Oh, he's channeling Barty Crouch Jr. for sure.
Yeah. 100% Barty Crouch in that moment. And then the Dalek humans look over at Dalek and go,
you will obey, exterminate!
Why?
Daleks do not question orders!
But why?
You will stop this!
But why?
You must not question!
But why?
Like some kids.
Dalek does not ask question!
But why? Why?
Dalek doesn't ask question.
Dalek
but
must.
Why?
Dalek obeys orders. But why? Why? Like it's very child. Like that feels like something a parent wrote.
It's so silly.
And then the Daleks and the not Daleks have a shootout with each other until all of them are dead, except for one Dalek and the Doctor, bringing us right back to where it seems like we're at a lot, with one Dalek and one Time Lord.
The Daleks all being shot. You'll never see me again. You know, the worst part about that, after she released that song, we didn't ever see her again. Dalek with a GoPro.
Oh, yeah. At one point, they
mount. It was just an idea. It's because they mount a camera on the end of, I think, the plunger hand.
Yeah, well, either they mount it on the plunger hand or they just mount a camera to it. Like, they just have some kind of camera mount for it. And it does have the image. It just gives the image of just like, what's up, gamers? We're going on a little trip together today.
Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and follow.
Like, share, subscribe.
Hit that bell for notification.
What's up, Big Boss 69? Thank you for the donation.
The fucking iPhone alarm sound.
Yeah, just for some reason.
I mean, that's just a generic, like, stock alarm sound.
I can't remember. I mean, I didn't have an iPhone then, so I can't remember if iPhones had that alarm.
No, that's one of the earliest sounds.
Okay. Because, I mean, it had to just be to some, like, fair use. Like,
yeah, no, it truly is just a... That's just... The sound that...
But it's funny that the sound that wakes me up every morning is the same sound that they have in the episode.
The worst part about that is that that's not even your alarm. That's my alarm waking you up.
I am your master.
Solar flare approaching. Prepare to intercept.
So it's just the entire time they're like, stop the doctor and also turn off that iPhone.
Yeah, when it very first went off, I did look around because I thought it was my phone. I think you even saw me give a look.
I did.
Because I was confused. I was lost and scared. I never talked about the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah, because they need to take a
service. Literally, they have to take a service elevator down on a dark and stormy night, just like this one.
And speaking of dark and stormy night, so the doctor gets struck with lightning?
Yeah, I realize now we did not even kind of talk about that.
So you don't understand how ridiculous the doctor getting struck by lightning is? Because, especially because we know that the doctor regenerates, that he could survive certain things.
Yeah. Apparently one of those things that doesn't kill him is fucking getting struck by gamma ray lightning?
Yeah, so...
What the fuck?
Well, it's also just... Yeah, it's especially bad because... the sixth doctor, when he regenerated into the seventh doctor, it's because the sixth doctor fell off an exercise bike.
Are you weak, pussy?
The fourth doctor fell from a big height.
Tom Baker, come on, dude. He's so tall. What was the fall? Like 3 feet? That's what took him out?
No, I mean, I think it was two stories. I think he was like on top. He was basically like on top of a power line.
What you say?
The first doctor just basically died from old.
That's fair.
He just sort of fell down and changed.
That's fair. I mean, that one you can kind of give the benefit of the doubt of. He was going to be the doctor indefinitely, but...
Yeah, so, but knowing specifically that the sixth doctor died from exercise bike fall, granted, the real reason for that was behind the Sheen shenanigans, and so Colin Baker didn't want to come back for his regeneration scene, so they basically had to have the next guy dressed in a wig pretend to be Colin Baker from behind, and then just knocked him over for a scene. That's the extent of it.
Colin Baker is the silly looking one, yeah?
Colin Baker is the one in the clown outfit,
okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
So, it seems a little silly that for some reason this doctor can survive being struck by lightning powered by the sun.
Yeah.
And just like, ow, my head.
Yeah, basically. And then moments before this poor pig man is about to die, he goes, nobody else is gonna die today, and just starts cramming for his final.
He's just like, I gotta do science. Hang on, give me science stuff. Biology, chemistry. Yeah. Give me the science.
The doctor is in, he says. And then moments later, we're outside. It's a brand new day. And Mr. Laszlo is donning a hat and a trench coat.
If I wear this hat, no one will recognize that I'm a pig. This hat will hide my nose.
It's silly. Martha's still wearing the same outfit. It's been like 5 days at this point.
Really, she's wearing the same jacket.
She's wearing the exact same outfit. Her hair is the same, too. How this bitch is keeping her hair and her makeup looking fine, or at this point, it has to have been several days.
Yeah. I mean, this one story alone takes place over the course of a whole day.
I will chalk it up to black girl magic. I don't understand it. I'm not supposed to.
I mean, you could just assume that there are things like a bathroom with a shower and in the closet. She
went, I don't like anything here. I'm good.
I don't like anything in this closet. I'm just going to wash my clothes.
I don't like anything in this infinite closet. I'm just going to take some time to do laundry, I guess.
I'll wash my same shirt and pants every day.
I'll find makeup. I'll go to a CVS. There has to be one in.
Space CVS.
Odds are there's a Sephora in there. There's a Sephora fucking everywhere.
Space Sephora.
Yeah. TARDIS Sephora. Yeah, there's one of those bitches everywhere. There's gotta be one in the TARDIS. I'll bet money that there's a Sephora in the TARDIS. Dalek Khan? More like Dalek cannot. He's the last one, and he... poof. Oh. He cannot.
So funny thing about Dalek Khan.
I really wanted him to end up in the TARDIS going, "Surprise, bitch." Dalek hide and seek.
Impersonate.
He's just wearing he's wearing the big dumb scarf exactly. And the big dumb hat. Oh my god, a new use for my silly scarf. Oh my god.
Yeah, Cassie's been working on a fourth Doctor scarf for the last several days.
It's a secret.
Well, by the time this comes out, we'll have pictures out. So funny thing about Dalek Khan, when the very first episode started, you had commented that that Dalek's voice was weirdly deep and raspy.
Was it Khan at the beginning?
That was Khan at the beginning.
Okay.
But doing the deep, raspy Dalek Khan voice really hurt Nicholas Briggs's voice. So he decided that when they promoted Dalek Khan, that he gained a new attitude, and now he was speaking like the other Daleks.
That's really funny.
When really it was just, I cannot keep doing this.
Oh my god.
Well... That was our Dalek story for this season.
Right. But also, I love my stanky boys. give them back.
Yeah, I'm curious how you're going to feel with the next episode, because the next one's going to be interesting. The next one is the Lazarus experiment.
I'm only bringing it up now, so that way I don't fucking talk about it later on. Lazarus is the name of the machine that Casper's father builds for him, so that way he can bring his son back to life. I know this has nothing to do with the Lazarus, because that's how Casper says it in the movie. I know it has nothing to do with that, so I can make no comments about red liquid, Kerrigan, none of it. Not allowed. This is not a Casper episode, bitch.
Well, we will find out what you can make comments on the next episode of Who Is My Doctor?
I guess, Who Is My Doctor?
Who is indeed.
Bye.
Hey there, partner. I'm an authentic American here who is definitely not Spider-Man, saying thanks for checking out this here podcast, the best podcast this side of the Mississippi. If and you liked it, be sure to subscribe and give us a like or 5 stars wherever you're listening to this right now. Be sure to come follow us on them there social medias on Twitter, Blue Sky, Threads, and Instagram at WimdyPod. That's WIMDPOD. Next week, we'll be taking a look at this here next episode called The Lazarus Experiment. Mosey on back next Tuesday, because around these parts, Tuesdays are whose days. See you then.